are here at the 2019 CUNA GAC in Washington, D.C. with the gentleman from SRM. We have Ben Mervo over here. Ben, how are you, sir?
I'm good. Doing well this morning.
All right, good job. And then we have Fabio De Santana. How are you, Fabio?
Great, thank
good,
you.
Good. Well, welcome to the studio lounge, and thanks for taking time out of your busy schedules. I'm sure you guys are being pulled in 100 different directions, so appreciate
Happy
the time as always. So, and speaking of the conference, how's it going so far?
It's
kind of
been
in the
great.
First day-ish?
Yeah, we met a lot of people, a lot of interesting conversations.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Good. Ben, any?
Yeah, no, it's going well. I mean, a lot of interesting topics. The industry is moving fast, so we're always eager
to get here and
see what people have to say about it. So
indeed.
It's been a fun event so far.
Good, yeah, and we got another couple days to go. So pace yourselves, gentlemen, all right?
That's right.
It's a marathon, not a sprint. Hey, speaking of topics, the topic at hand here is intelligent automation and robotic process automation. So it's all automation. We're all looking for automation these days to make things more efficient. So where do we want to start with this, guys?
I think from our perspective, so when you come to events like this for the past year and a half, 2 years, one of the biggest topics has been automation and artificial intelligence is a term that's used quite often. We tend to think of it as intelligent automation and robotic process engineering. So the notion has always been you have to have scale to be able to have access to those types of solutions.
Right.
So what we wanted to do is find a resource for our team that can help deliver those solutions to the community banking space, the community credit union space, and really disrupt that idea that you have to be big to be able to achieve these types of solutions and have access
right.
to them. So that's why Fabio joined our team. So we
and somebody's
start.
Calling you right now, Fabio, one of those credit unions. Hey, I need some help. I need some automation.
There's so much demand.
So we're excited to have Fabio on board and be able to start having those conversations about where do you start when you're looking at automation of these types of processes.
So where do you start? Because I think a lot of credit unions are in this boat right now. They're kind of sitting on the fence like, gosh, it can be a daunting experience, you know, like looking at it from afar.
Mm-hmm.
But when you get right down to it, okay, if we can just take step one and then take step two. How do they get started with this stuff?
Yeah, the first step is finding good opportunities and finding a partner who has the expertise to help you get started and then select the technologies that will support you implement those opportunities. Mm-hmm. And usually people start with a pilot, right? Start small and then scale.
Right. And actually knowing what your audience or the membership wants and so kind of meeting that need. But you also kind of have, I'm imagining you have to kind of look ahead of the curve a little bit, like planning down the line. You can't really plan for today. You want to plan for tomorrow as well, right?
Uh-huh.
So kind of future-proofing is the kind of the terminology these days. So is that kind of what you guys are helping credit unions as well, kind of future-proofing their credit unions?
Yeah, so we advise them to find a good number of opportunities for automation that makes sense for them.
Mm-hmm.
While they're getting started with a pilot, they already have a pipeline of things to do in the future.
Mm-hmm.
And the benefits of these solutions are tremendous, and the spend is very modest.
Mm-hmm.
So you can start small, get the benefits, and scale, and get yet more benefits very quickly.
Well, can you name a couple of the benefits? I know there's a million benefits probably, but what are a couple of the top two benefits that this stuff can provide?
Most of it is about operational effectiveness. So you can do things faster, better, cheaper.
Mm-hmm.
That's the gist of it.
Mm-hmm.
But you can also have benefits like helping your members experience by doing things faster.
Mm-hmm.
Say they call your call center.
Mm-hmm.
I've been hearing some credit unions that you call the call center, it can take up to 30 minutes sometimes for you to get an answer. I've heard people tell me that. We can shrink that time by quite a bit, right? And
can you
call
shrink it
times
to 30 seconds, please?
Well, call times can go from 5 minutes to 30 seconds,
yeah.
And you don't wait as much on the line.
Right. Very important. Any type of customer service these days, because we're all getting kind of spoiled by the online retail experience. You know, you go to Amazon or Airbnb, all these things that are so easy to use, and we're getting kind of spoiled in this area, and so we're expecting this out of our financial institutions as well, and so that's kind of where you guys come in to help out the credit unions
And even in just in that example, if you think about the limit, it's usually system limitations that cause those delays in the timing. So when you think about what's happening on the call center side, they're having an incoming call, they've got to log into sometimes 6, 7 or more different systems to be able to address what the member's situation is, which means they have to log in 6 or 7 different systems. So
if you can
automate that in a way where it's one login that then reaches out and gets them access to all the systems they need.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of times that's the type of of opportunity we're looking for. So what are those system limitations by all these other technology providers that don't necessarily speak really well together?
Right.
So using different technologies to integrate those, which can shorten that cycle time from, you know, a 70-second login cycle to a 7-second login cycle. So those are the types of things you want to look at that can shorten those times for your member.
Right, and talking about enhancing the member experience, that's huge. And because nobody wants to wait these days, you know?
Yeah.
Nobody wants to wait ever. So this is a huge feather in their cap, for sure.
And we're seeing a lot of opportunities both in call centers and back office activities. Mm-hmm. All back office activities, primarily the ones that handle high volumes of product processing, lending, cards, payments, deposits, it's all over the place.
So how is that being automated? Because I mean, I know there's a lot of manual processes and those stuff, and if we can just get rid of all the manual stuff, that would be wonderful, but we're not quite there yet. But what are you talking about as far as automating some of the back office items?
So primarily the activities that you have people going on their desktops and going from application to application, screen to screen, Excel, and so on, and doing very clerical, repetitive, structured activities. Those are the ones that are best for these technologies.
Yeah.
The software robots can do exactly those same steps, just like a person, even with a user ID, a password, and automate the task. And people get happy because these tend to be the activities people don't like to do and make mistakes on, and then they can be doing higher value add activities for the organization.
There.
Be closer to the members and so on.
Indeed. Yeah, they can, exactly. Oh my gosh. You guys are spot on here today. All right.
Yeah.
So I'm going to ask the obvious question, but why is this stuff so important today?
Well, if you look at the large banks, all of the large banks have sizable programs with intelligent automation.
Mm-hmm.
So they're already taking advantage. I know of many large banks that have hundreds, a few that have thousands of live robots in production.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm seeing credit unions catching up. I'm seeing some of them with live robots already, but it's a competitive world. You need to be ahead.
Mm-hmm.
You need to serve your members. You cannot have members waiting a long time to talk to an agent on a call center, right?
Yeah.
So you need to be on top of the game.
Yeah, because those members, they're going to go somewhere. I mean, they're going to go somewhere else where the wait isn't.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. It's not just about having a little bit of a lower fee. You need to have good services.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because other organizations are making it very easy to join them.
Yeah.
You know? So.
It takes a long time to open an account. It takes a long time to get an answer on a call center. Mm-hmm. It's not a good thing.
Exactly. Where do we go from here, guys, with this stuff? I mean, because it sounds like we're just scratching the surface.
Yeah,
we're
at the beginning of the curve. We're seeing more and more artificial intelligence now being applied to these solutions. So that's the future.
Mm-hmm.
More and more activities will be automated, more and more benefits will be delivered to our clients.
Right on. And where can they go to find out some more information on
this?
Well,
and I think just to add to that, I think right now we're in really the education and awareness mode.
Mm-hmm.
So helping credit unions understand, particularly those in the community space, you know, between less than $10 billion, that they have the scale to do these types of solutions. They have the resources to invest in these types of solutions, and it's not just something for the big guys to think about.
Right, that's good to know.
So I think that's where we are right now, is just helping them understand. It's not just something that's talked about at conferences that you can't get access to. So really, that's where we are today, is just educating them that, you know, here's the landscape, here's what it looks like. There's some steps that you can take to start playing in this space that you don't have to go all in with a significant investment.
Right.
So I think that's where we are right now.
Yeah,
it's just
I'm
the education.
Glad you
piece.
Brought that up for the smaller credit unions who may be kind of resource challenged in this area.
Mm-hmm.
That hey, you know what? You have the opportunity as well to get on board and kind of level the playing field with this type of technology. So it's that's good news for them too.
Yeah.
So.
The neat thing about these solutions is you can have very small projects with very modest investment and get benefits in a few months, not the typical few years with technology.
Yeah, we need to implement this stuff quickly as well. So good stuff. All right, guys. Anything else to add to wrap up here?
Well, we're excited to be helping clients. We see a lot of opportunities no matter your size, and just let us know and we'll be helped.
Right on. Ben, any final words?
Yeah, I think we're excited to deliver a new solution to our clients and to those that we're not already working with, so it's just an exciting time. And,
it is.
Always trying to stay ahead of the curve, so we'll see what's next.
Well, you guys are doing a good job, so thank you very much for what you do, and thanks for hanging out with me for a few minutes. Fabio?
Thank you.
Well done, sir. Ben?
Thank you,
good job, guys. Well done. Keep up the good.